Welcome to the IT Ramble.
Supposed to be summer and the sun is shining today, but this isn't really what I'd call summer.
Now, Jane has a year off.
I do.
To...
I've got a year, an e-fellowship from the Ministry of Education to look into the use of social software and its effect on literacy learning. So I'm really interested to hear how teachers are using blogs and podcasts and wikis and things to help the children learn how to read and write. Thinking that the great thing about things like Skype and that is that people like us, like, well, I'm in Dunedin, Alana's up the other end of New Zealand, and you're in Wales. We've got the same passion, and we couldn't find people around where we are for face-to-face to support each other, but here we can go around the world to find someone with the same interest to support us.
I sent out feelers then in the UK to people like you and McIntosh up in Scotland, and suddenly started getting these replies coming back. And it was from Ewan, and then it was from another friend of mine, Tom Barrett, who I've never met, up in Nottinghamshire, up in the north of England. And these sort of people, you suddenly twig onto them and they're doing stuff and they show you what they're doing, and it spins you off into something else that you want to try, and it just seems to... It grabs you once you're going. You can't drop it, really.
I had one of those moments. I was sitting in a conference, and the keynote speaker was talking about podcasting, and he was asking questions out into the audience, and I was answering them. And the woman in the row in front of me was answering. And I know you sort of
sat at the front as well, I guess, as well.
Yeah, and this woman, after we sort of been, you know, answering these questions, she turned around and looked at me, and it was someone that I'd had an online conversation with many, many times, but had never met in person. And she said, "You're Jane." I went, "It's you." And it was so funny. It was like, I've known this woman for a year and a half online, and there she was, and we didn't even know each other.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yes, where one kid, Braden, has... sort of got it, you know, and I only had to show him once. The only thing I haven't shown him is the password. Mm. And he can do everything else himself. You know, he can garage band, he can put the photos in, he can edit it down. Yeah. He just sits here and decides, I don't want that person's voice saying that. So people come and want to have a look, and I said, well, let Jamie take it. And I said, the adult sort of eyes are a bit crestfallen and saying, well, don't I get to talk to you? I said, I haven't got time. I'm teaching reading and writing and maths. You're welcome to come through the day with us, but I haven't got time to sit and chat to you. So the person went away and spent the morning with Braden and came back all sort of lit up, saying a 10-year-old taught me something. I said, well, you can do that sometimes, you know.
And I think also it's about not seeing the technology as what you're teaching. You're not teaching them how to use Audacity. You're using that program for the deeper, meaningful things that you are teaching. It's just an avenue or a tool or it's a way to do something. And as soon as that, the technology goes in the background, the learning is amazing. I'll be able to contact you again later during the year when I'm doing my study to see what you've been up to.
No problem at all.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for organising this, Alana.
No,
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I'll talk to you all later.
Okay,
yeah, I'll see you later.
I'm going to have to do my application forms now.
Here's some lunch.
Okay.
Bye. See you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is produced in Wales, lovely boy. Nos vaitha, good night. And here's a message from our sponsor.